K-POP Cafe, broadcasting from Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM.
The International Olympic Committee has the honor of announcing that the 23rd Olympic Winter Games in 2018 are awarded to the city of Pyeongchang.
Hi guys, this is Jaden. Do you, by any chance, know where the next Olympic Games will be held in 2018? It is Pyeongchang in the Republic of Korea. You're listening to Dream of Pyeongchang by Sumi Jo. Okay, so today, the February 9th, is the day there's only 1 year left until 2018 Winter Olympic Games will be held in Pyeongchang of Gangwon Province in the Republic of Korea. In today's episode, I will spend a decent amount of time to talk about this Winter Olympic Games. Korea has held the 1988 Summer Olympic Games in Seoul, the capital city, before, and this is the first time for Korea to hold the Winter Olympic Games. And by the time when Pyeongchang Olympic Games will finish next year in February, Korea and Japan will be the only two nations in East Asia to hold Winter Olympic Games. Back in 2011, when there was a voting in the International Olympic Committee to choose the nation to hold the Winter Olympic Games, Pyeongchang of Korea won against Germany and France with the vote 66.32% of the votes. The motto of the Winter Olympic Games is Passion Connected. The song is called Beautiful Country by Moon Hee-shin. I heard this song for the first time from the TV show called One Night and 2 Days about 9 years ago. And on the show, the cast went to Paekdu Mountain, which is located in North Korea. When they went to Paekdu Mountain and talked about the reunification of South Korea and North Korea, this song was playing in the background. Please give a listen to this beautiful song.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Okay, I will talk about the mascot of 2018 Pyeongchang Olympic Games. The name of the mascot is Suorang, which is a white tiger character. The name of this white tiger is derived from the Korean words Suho, which means protection, and Horangi, meaning tiger, and Lang from Jeongseon Arirang, the folk song of Gangwon Province, where the Winter Olympic Games is going to be held. The word for protection stands for the purpose of protecting athletes, participants, and the audience. And here's the brilliant part. The reason why they chose white tiger is because traditionally, I just learned this too, it has been believed to be the guardian animal in Korea. Yeah, super cool. That's why it's called Suorang. Arirang is the folk song of Korea. It is so beautiful, it's fabulous, it's traditional, and so historical. Arirang by Hoi Song. Here's Arirang by jazz vocalist Yoon Sun Na. Please give a listen to this version of Arirang to see how it feels different from the one we listened before. Of course, they both sound unquestionably beautiful.
Yeah. 지고 싶었지만 날 버리고 가시는 님은 가고 싶어 가나 아리랑 아리랑 아라리오 아리랑 고개로
Had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe, hosted by me, Jaden, broadcasting from Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, so let me introduce some ambassadors for 2018 Winter Olympic Games. So first, the famous, beautiful figure skater of Korea who has won the gold medal here in Vancouver back in 2010, Yuna Kim. And the major leaguers, Hyunjin Ryu and Shinsu Chu. The speed skater who has won the championship twice in both Vancouver and Sochi, Sanghwa Lee. Olympic champion in speed skating, Taebeom Mo, and there are a lot more. They are working super hard to promote the Olympic Games around the world right now. Psy, champion.
진정 즐길 줄 아는 여러분이 이 나라의 챔피언입니다.
All the athletes who are practicing hard for the games and every one of you working hard for your dreams, you guys are the real champions.
모두의 축제, 서로 평가를 지 않는 것이 숙제. 소리 못 질르는 사람 오늘 술래 다같이 빙글빙글 강강 술래 강강 술래 함성이 터져 메아리 퍼져 파도 타고 모두에게 퍼져 커져 아름다운 젊음이 갈라져 있던 닭덩어리 둥글게 둥글게 돌고 도는 몰래 봐봐 인생 사나인데 가슴 뼉 펴고 화끈하게 손등을 치면서 노래를 하면서 이건 보소 남녀노소 좌우로
미치는 네가
There's Ono Psy, right? The singer who struck the world with Gangnam Style. Psy sings this song, Korea by Psy. Let's now talk about what games will be played at the games. Under the category of ice sports, they play curling, figure skating, short track speed skating, ice hockey, and speed skating. For sliding sports, you all know this one, bobsleigh, luge, and skeleton. And out of these three, I'm really into luge. It's a game where the athletes slide down with their face up and feet at the front, lying down on the sleigh. And under the category of snow sports, there are alpine skiing, biathlon, cross-country skiing, freestyle skiing, Nordic combined, snowboarding, and the ones I'm most excited for, which is ski jumping. And for ski jumping, this is how it's played. The skier glides down the slope fast and jumps to fly as far as they can go, and they also have to land safely for more points. This game is known to be the flower of ski sports. Ever since I watched the Korean movie Take Off in 2009, I believe, I became super interested in ski jumping. So I will now play you the main soundtrack from Take Off, the movie based on the game Ski Jumping. Butterfly by Loveholics. I strongly recommend you to watch this film.
Oh,
속에 감춰진 너를 못 봐. 나는 알아, 내겐 보여. 그토록 찬란한 너의 날개.
밤내지 말할 수 있어. 뜨겁게 꿈틀거리는 날개를 펴 날아올라 세상 위로.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show. Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
You're listening to K-pop Cafe, hosted by me, Jaden, broadcasting from Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM. So I'll introduce some food from Gangwon Province, as each province of Korea has its own unique food that they are famous for. Gangwon Province is famous for gamja ongsimi soup. It is soup with potatoes and vegetables inside. Rice mixed with gundrae is popular too, as well as tofu and fresh sliced raw fish, as Gangwon Province is right next to the coast. If I ever get a chance to try these foods, I would definitely do that. And a lot of people are watching
Korean dramas and TV shows nowadays, and many people ask me about the street food, especially, that appears on TV. And one of the questions that I get a lot is whether or not 붕어빵, the fish bread, actually has fish inside, and whether or not it's made with an actual fish. And yeah, 붕어빵, it's basically, it means fish bread. And the reason why it's called fish bread is because it's a fish-shaped bread with red bean paste in it. So it just looks like fish, but yeah, there's nothing that is fish inside. Yeah, so it's just red bean paste in it. Sometimes people nowadays, they put honey inside as well. But yeah, the red bean paste one, that's that's the typical one. And we also have something called hotdog. It is sort of like a pancake-looking food, and it's mainly filled up with honey, brown sugar, cinnamon. When it's really cold in winter, I personally eat hot dog almost every single day, so I even ate it yesterday as well. There's also something that's similar to hot dog in Japan, but it's definitely different from the Korean one, because in Korea, people put sugar and brown sugar... brown sugar and honey, as I said. But in Japan, they put red bean paste in it. And in fact, this hotdog is also popular in Japan as well, that a lot of Korean immigrants in Japan open hotdog stores and restaurants when they go there to live. And papbingsu, the shaved ice dessert, is popular as well. This is the best one out of all three I just mentioned, I think, especially for summer. But in Korea, there are a lot of people who still eat this papbingsu, the shaved ice dessert, in winter. Because in Korea, there is a saying called 이열치열, which stands for the meaning that if it is cold, we need to fight back the coldness with our own cold food. And also, vice versa, if it's really hot out, we fight back by eating really hot food. So yeah, please give a try to papbingsu, I just mentioned, the shaved ice dessert. And just like each province has different famous food, they also have different variations of the folk song arirang. So basically, like, each province has their own different version. And I'll play you out Gangwon province arirang performances. The sound of Korea's traditional instrument, taegeum, haegeum, and the singer Song Soi's beautiful voice harmonize very well.
Oh,
lots of sightseeing places in Gangwon province that you need to visit, which are Taebaek Mountain, Seorak Mountain, and Ode Mountain and such, where snow festivals are happening. And if you ever get to visit Korea, please visit this province. You'll be amazed. It was about 8 years ago when I went to Seorak Mountain and Ode Mountain, and I still remember how beautiful the views were. And there are also many places to watch sunrise as well. And if I were to give you the example list, there are places like Jeongdongjin, Hajode, Chunan Beach, and such. And for me personally, I've been to Gyeongpo Beach to watch the sunrise. And because nowadays tour packages have been developed so much, I hope you'll get to visit there soon. Cheongsan 5-day market is also famous too. So yeah, why don't you start planning for a trip to Korea? Arirang Ega by Sky High. Arario by Sumi Hwang.
아라리오 평창.
Announcement for you guys about this event being held at the University of British Columbia soon. At Choi Building at UBC on February 16th, there will be an event called How Can the New Government in Washington and Seoul Tackle North Korea, starting at 11:30 a.m. and going until 1. The guest speaker is Oh Jun, who is now a member of the high-level panel on the Future of Development Assistance Committee of OECD. If you're interested in the topic about the politics involving the Republic of Korea, US, and North Korea, don't miss it.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website www.spec.bc.ca for more information.
The new Korean movie, The King, is now playing in theaters in Vancouver. And I haven't seen this movie yet, but in Korea, it's really popular that it's got the record of having almost 5 million people to go to theater and watch it. And it's still playing over there, so I'm pretty sure more people will watch it. So don't miss the movie, The King, everyone. These are all I prepared for you guys today, and I hope you enjoyed spending your 1 hour with me today. Valentine's Day is coming up soon, and I was thinking, how about writing a handwritten letter to those people that you would want to write to, and giving it to them on Valentine's Day in person. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to my show today, and I'll be back next Thursday at 1 p.m. as usual. Have a great day. K-pop Affairs.
I wasn't off. We danced the night away. drank too much. I held your head back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder. For a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest, and you asked me to stay over. I said I already told you. I think that you should get. I knew I loved you then, but you'd never know it. 'Cause I played it cool and I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I never show it. But I wanna stay with you until we're growing old. Just say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go. I'll wake you up with some breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow.
Everybody knows that it's just you and me too.